This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says bipartisanship was key to passage of a debt limit agreement that saved the nation from default. Details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Speaking from the Oval Office for his first time, President Joe Biden said passage of a budget agreement averted a crisis.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher.
Biden said the agreement means progress can continue.
This is vital because it's essential to the progress we've made over the last few years is keeping full faith and credit of the United States of America.
The president said hammering out the deal would have been impossible without bipartisanship.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
But Biden said he plans to return to the fight in a second term to raise taxes on the wealthy. Norman Hall, Washington.
Ukraine was high on the agenda. The talks in Toronto Friday between the prime ministers of Canada and Poland. VOA's Marissa Melton provides some details.
Warsaw has positioned itself as one of Kyiv's staunchest allies. Poland has NATO's longest border with Ukraine and has been the main route in for weapons and out for refugees. Canada has also been a strong backer, providing military support to Ukrainian troops who are receiving training. In Poland, the Polish public overwhelmingly supports Ukrainians in their war with Russia. An Ipsos poll said 82% of Poles think NATO and the European Union should back Ukraine until it wins the war. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Two passenger trains derailed in India with more than 230 people trapped, hundreds of others inside, more than a dozen damaged rail cars affected. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States and its allies should not support a ceasefire or peace talks to end the war in Ukraine until Kyiv gains strength and can negotiate on its own terms. Blinken said in Finland on Friday there can be no peace deal in Ukraine that does not include Russia's withdrawal.
Ceasefire that simply freezes current lines in place and enables Putin to consolidate control over the territory he seized and then rest, rearm, and reattack, that is not a just and lasting peace. It's a Potemkin peace. It would legitimize Russia's land grab, it would reward the aggressor, and punish the victim.
Meanwhile, the United States and its allies clashed with Russia and China over North Korea's failed launch of military spy satellite this week in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, which Moscow and Beijing refused to condemn. The confrontation in the Council Friday was the latest over the North's escalating nuclear ballistic missile military programs. China's deputy UN ambassador accused the U.S. of failing to respond to North Korea's attempts at dialogue and intend instead resorting to sanctions. In a speech, the Arms Control Association in Washington, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia and China have been accumulating more nuclear weapons technology, but there are other countries, too, posing a threat to global security.
Seeing increasing nuclear threats from the DPRK and Iran. In the last year alone, Kim Jong-un declared that he aimed to have, quote, the world's most powerful nuclear arsenal, announcing plans to ramp up the development of everything from tactical nukes to ICBMs to unmanned underwater nuclear weapons.
The Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence's legal team that it will not pursue criminal charges related to the discovery of classified documents at his Indiana home. The department sent a letter to Pence's attorney Thursday informing him that after an investigation into the potential mishandling of classified information, no criminal charges will be sought. The news comes days before Pence plans to launch his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. It is a campaign that would put him in direct competition with former U.S. President Donald Trump. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.